Goodbye to a dated dream. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The space shuttle program is almost done, which is sad for someone like me. As a kid, I was captivated by that first space flight, wanted to be a scientist, wanted to manipulate physics to my will, build robots that could explore planets, until the reality of higher-order mathematics sent me to the English department. But even then there was hope, because the space shuttle was going to lead to routine spaceflight. NASA once even had a journalist in space program. I applied for it. The idea was that ordinary people would become space travelers. But in fact, only one ordinary person flew aboard the space shuttle, schoolteacher Krista McAuliffe, aboard the ill-fated Challenger. It was the Soviets who sold seats to ordinary people, ordinary rich people. At $20 million per flight, that doesn't exactly qualify as routine, though. So what do we get out of it, besides Tang and pretty space pictures? We got the group of people who worked on it is what we got. Those scientists and engineers who were the daredevils of technology. When they screwed up, people died. But when they got it right, people landed on the moon. Robots landed on Mars. We peeked into the origins of the universe. The space program gave a lot of our smartest people a reason to stay smart and stay motivated. When you talk to these people, they have a pinch-me enthusiasm that you just don't find around most offices. And now many of them are going to be out of work. They'll land on their feet, making solar panels, light rail cars, iPhone apps, but somehow, it's just not the same. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.